The locks weren't just picked. They didn't exist until the thieves walked through the door. Hackers found weaknesses inside software used by hundreds of millions of people worldwide, and they got there before the companies that built it even knew the door was open. I am Emma Harlow. This is Enter the Grid on DrakeX.io. No agenda. Just signal. This morning, your browser, your work tools, your shopping sites, all targeted. And what you need to do tonight. A global money rule most people have never heard of is being rewritten right now, and your savings account may already be inside it. And a European crackdown on crypto could close accounts that people count on. Without warning, the signals are live. Let's follow them. The lead story this morning. Something is already inside the machines. Not theoretically, not eventually. The U.S. Cybersecurity and Payment Systems Security Agency, the federal office charged with protecting American digital networks, has officially flagged active confirmed attacks on some of the most widely used software on the planet, Google Chrome, Cisco networking tools, SolarWinds. Magento, the platform that powers thousands of online stores, these are not obscure programs. Chrome alone runs on more than 3 billion devices. Cisco equipment sits inside hospitals, banks, and government offices. SolarWinds manages the back end of corporate networks across every major industry in America, and hackers were already inside before the fixes existed. That is what makes this category of threat different. These are called zero-day vulnerabilities. The name means exactly what it sounds like. Companies had 0 days to prepare. The flaw was found and used before any patch was written, before any warning was issued, before any defense was possible. Think of it this way. Imagine a locksmith discovers that every door in your neighborhood was built with the same factory defect, one that lets anyone open the lock without a key. Now imagine that burglars already knew about the defect months before the locksmith did. That is not a hypothetical. That is the situation. Seesaw is describing right now. If your workplace uses any of these programs, and the odds are high that it does, attackers may already be moving through company networks, harvesting passwords, pulling financial records, copying employee files. The intrusion does not announce itself. What gets stolen in these attacks is not always cash. Sometimes it is the data that makes future attacks possible. Login credentials, medical records, payroll information, the social security number sitting inside your HR file. Once that data leaves the building, it does not come back. Seesaw's instruction is direct. Update immediately. Every device, every platform on the flagged list, the patch is free. The breach is not. Recovery from a corporate data intrusion costs on average more than $4 million. And that figure does not include the human cost to the people whose data was taken. What to watch? Whether Google, Cisco, Magento, and SolarWinds release confirmed emergency patches in the next 14 days. And whether Seesaw expands its warning list. Because when the agency adds names, it means the attack surface is growing. But the threat does not live only at the corporate level. It reaches into your home, your personal accounts, the browser you are using right now, and that changes this story entirely. While that was happening, something else moved, and it brings the human cost into sharper focus. Because the same researchers tracking these zero-day vulnerabilities confirmed a separate breach. One that is already personal. ServiceNow, a platform used by millions of businesses to manage their IT operations, employee records, and internal workflows, discovered that attackers exploited a security flaw to access customer accounts without ever needing a login, no password required, no alert triggered. The company pushed an emergency fix on June 5th of this year, but the window was open before the fix arrived. Here is why that matters beyond the headline. If your employer uses ServiceNow, and tens of thousands of large companies do, the data inside that platform is not abstract. It is your employment records, your direct deposit information, your performance reviews, the internal IT tickets that describe exactly how your company's network is structured. That last detail is particularly valuable to attackers. A network map is a blueprint, and blueprints make the next intrusion easier. This is not one company's problem. It is a pattern. Chrome, Cisco, SolarWinds, Magento, ServiceNow, five separate platforms, five separate attack surfaces, all flagged inside the same narrow window of time. The question worth sitting inside is not whether any one of these platforms got hit, The question is what it means that all of them got hit at the same time. Researchers who track threat activity call this kind of clustering a campaign. Not random opportunism. Coordinated pressure. Multiple entry points tested at once. For the average person, the action is the same regardless of who is behind it. Check every device you use for work. Ask your employer whether ServiceNow or any of the SEE SAFLAG platforms are part of your company's network. If you use Chrome at home, open settings and check for pending updates tonight. Not this weekend, tonight. The government is not issuing casual advisories. When SEE SA adds a vulnerability to its known exploited list, it is not a warning. It is a confirmation that damage is already occurring. The patch is your lock. And right now the door is open. And then there is this. Underneath the attacks, underneath the network breaches, underneath the vulnerabilities, the architecture of global money is being rebuilt. Quietly, methodically, on a deadline most people have never heard of. It is called ISO 20022, and by 2027 most major banks worldwide must comply with it. ISO 20022 is a new global standard for how financial institutions communicate with each other electronically. Think of it as a universal language for money movement. The old networks, many of them built in the 1970s, could only carry a limited amount of information with each transaction. Sender, receiver, amount, done. The new standard carries far more. It can describe what the money is for, who authorized it, what asset backs it, and how it should be processed. That expanded capacity is what is making the next development possible. Banks and financial firms are now using this new communication standard to turn real-world assets into digital tokens. Property, gold, commercial real estate, commodities, things that previously required lawyers, paperwork, and weeks of processing to buy or sell, can now be divided into digital fractions and transferred almost instantly. Imagine your house could be broken into 1,000 digital pieces and sold to investors around the world in an afternoon. That is not a future concept. It is already happening with commercial buildings and precious metals. For everyday people, the what that means arrive in stages. In the near term, money transfers get faster and cheaper as banks upgrade their underlying networks. Loan processing accelerates. International transfers that currently take days can settle in minutes. In the medium term, as tokenized assets become more common, retirement funds and investment accounts may begin holding digital representations of physical assets alongside traditional stocks and bonds. This changes how value is stored, and it changes how fast value can move. The rules of money are being rewritten. Most people do not know it yet. By 2027, they will feel it whether they know it or not. What to watch. Whether major U.S. and European banks publicly confirm ISO 20022 compliance before the 2027 deadline, and whether any institution announces tokenized asset products tied to the new standard. We track every call we make, publicly. The wins and the misses. You can go check right now. drakex.io/signals. drakex.io. Still ahead on Enter the Grid. A crackdown in Europe that could lock crypto users out of accounts they count on, and a geopolitical strike that is already tightening fuel markets worldwide. In other news, Europe is moving to cut off crypto platforms it believes are helping Russia bypass international sanctions. The European Commission is proposing a full ban on crypto services from non-EU countries whose networks have been used to route money around financial restrictions. If the measure passes, those foreign platforms would be blocked from operating inside Europe entirely. For everyday people, this means accounts held on certain exchanges could freeze without notice. And because crypto markets are global, the price impact of a sudden ban could reach wallets far outside Europe. Also this morning, banks are replacing decades-old computer networks with faster, more flexible technology, and artificial intelligence is now part of the equation. Financial institutions are building payment networks capable of processing transactions in seconds rather than days. And some are designing those networks to eventually handle digital assets including Bitcoin. The practical effect for account holders. faster loan decisions, reduced transfer fees, and quicker paycheck access. If crypto integration follows, how money moves between people could look fundamentally different within the next few years. Turning now to digital assets. XRP investors are selling at a loss. Analysts who track on-chain data call the pattern capitulation, when large numbers of holders exit below their purchase price at the same time. The data does not predict what comes next, and no directional conclusion should be drawn from holder behavior alone. What it confirms is that a measurable shift is underway right now. Whether that shift marks a turning point or the beginning of further pressure remains an open question. Elsewhere today, Ukrainian drones struck oil refineries and a museum in Sevastopol, the Russian-controlled city in Crimea, overnight. The attacks also destroyed the Chungar road bridge and killed a railway worker, severing a critical supply corridor into the peninsula. A fuel shortage is already developing in the region, when refinery capacity and transport routes are disrupted at the same time in a war zone, tightening spreads into global refined fuel markets. Drivers and logistics companies worldwide could see the effect at the pump. Worth noting, the European Commission is separately advancing a proposal to require full transaction openness for crypto wallets above certain thresholds, a measure that would make anonymous large transfers effectively impossible inside EU borders. The proposal targets what regulators described as gaps in the current framework that allow digital assets to move across borders without the same scrutiny applied to traditional bank transfers. For crypto holders in Europe, the compliance burden is about to increase significantly. Before the Signal desk, something worth knowing that does not involve risk or markets. A team of marine biologists announced this week that a coral reef system off the coast of the Coral Sea, previously declared functionally dead after two consecutive bleaching events, has shown confirmed regeneration across 11% of its mapped area. New coral growth was documented at depths that researchers had written off entirely. The team credits a localized drop in water temperature during a La Niña pattern, and says the finding challenges assumptions about reef recovery timelines. Nature does not always follow the forecast, and neither does human ingenuity. Researchers at the University of Toronto published results this week from a clinical trial of a new non-surgical treatment for a common form of age-related hearing loss. In the trial, a targeted drug delivered directly to the inner ear restored measurable hearing function in 63% of participants after a single treatment session. Hearing loss affects more than 1.5 billion people globally. This is the first therapy of its kind to clear phase 2 trial results. Before we close, here's what we are watching. On the cyber threat picture, the confirming signal is patch release. If Google, Cisco, Magento, and SolarWinds all issue verified, comprehensive patches within 14 days, the immediate attack surface closes. That is the outcome that matters most in the near term. The concerning signal is list expansion. If CISA adds new platforms to its known exploited vulnerability catalog in the next 2 weeks, the scope of this campaign is broader than currently confirmed. On ISO 20022, and the broader shift in financial architecture, the confirming signal is public compliance announcements from major US and EU banks before the 2027 deadline. Watch in particular for announcements tied to tokenized asset products. Those will indicate the transformation has moved from core network foundation to customer-facing reality. The cautionary signal is delay. If compliance timelines slip, the transition creates a gap between institutions that are ready and those that are not. And that gap has historically created market swings. On the European crypto crackdown, watch for the formal legislative text from the European Commission and whether the proposal names specific jurisdictions or platforms. Named platforms signal enforcement intent. General language signals negotiation is still ongoing. For our full signal forecasts, including confidence levels and resolution dates, visit drakex.io/signals. That is drakex.io/signals. Every call we make is posted there, with the outcome tracked publicly. Wins and losses. No hiding. You can also subscribe to our RSS feed at drakex.io/feed. What today's signals share across every story. is a single underlying pattern. The rules that governed money, data, and security were written for a world that no longer exists. The financial architecture being rebuilt under ISO 20022 was designed for speed and precision that old networks cannot match. The vulnerabilities being exploited across Chrome, Cisco, and ServiceNow exist because software built for one era is operating in a threat environment it was never designed to face. And the regulatory crackdown in Europe is a direct response to digital assets moving faster than the laws written to govern them. The grid is being rewired at the same time, in multiple directions at once, and the people who understand that earliest are the ones positioned to navigate it. We report the signal. You decide what it means for your life and investments. I am Emma Harlow. Thank you for spending part of your morning with us. We know your time is precious. New signals and intelligence at drakex.io all day. Oliver has tonight. We will see you back in the grid tomorrow. Visit drakex.io for more news and analysis. That's drakex.io. We report the signal. You decide what it means.